Zomi census. More than a count, identity, values and the right to be recognized. Counting the Zomi, census classification, collective identity and the politics of recognition. A comparative analysis of Zomi census advocacy in Myanmar, the United States, Australia, and the worldwide diaspora. By Disciple Sean. Abstract. A national census is commonly understood as a technical exercise for determining how many people live within a country. For historically marginalized communities, however, a census does considerably more than count individuals. It records, or fails to record, a people's collective identity, language, cultural values, social needs, and political presence. This article examines Zomi census advocacy in Myanmar, the United States, and Australia through government documents, academic research, community campaign materials, and the first-hand experience of Disciple Sean. A Zomi community advocate and former U.S. Census volunteer worker, Sean participated in campaigns connected with Myanmar's 2014 population and housing census, the United States censuses of 2010 and 2020, and Australian census initiatives. The comparison supports a central argument: the controversy surrounding the Zomi response to Myanmar's 2014 census should not be characterized primarily as a strategic failure by Zomi political and civil society leaders. It represented a systemic failure of Myanmar's official classification, coding, and publication of ethnic data. Zomi respondents used the only available mechanism to declare their collective identity, but the state failed to translate that declaration into transparent statistical recognition. The article further argues that Zomi census advocacy should become a coordinated global undertaking. Its purpose must extend beyond achieving a numerical count to preserving the Zomi name, Zomi language, shared values, cultural inheritance, and political visibility wherever Zomi communities reside. Keywords: Zomi, census, identity, values, Zomi language, Myanmar, United States, Australia, New Zealand, diaspora, self-identification, political recognition. A people must be counted by their proper name. A census answers an apparently simple question: how many people live in a country? Beneath that question, however, lie several more consequential questions. Who are these people? How do they identify themselves? What language do they speak? Where do they live? What public services do they need? And will the government recognize the name by which they understand themselves? For the Zomi, therefore, census participation is not merely a numerical or administrative matter. It concerns identity, dignity, language, values, political visibility, and intergenerational continuity. These issues were discussed during the Zomi Political Forum conducted at the Zomi Community Center, Zomi INPI, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The forum formed part of the Zomi National Conference USA 2026, held September 4-6, 2026. It featured Professor Kam Khan Suan and Pu Tuol Khan Suan as panelists and was moderated by Thomas Tuong. During the forum, Disciple Sean offered a comparative reflection based on his first-hand participation in Zomi census advocacy. His analysis did not arise solely from academic sources or second-hand reports. He supported the Zomi self-identification campaign associated with Myanmar's 2014 census, served as a U.S. Census volunteer worker, participated in Zomi community awareness initiatives during the 2010 and 2020 U.S. censuses, and advocated for the accurate recording of Zomi identity in Australia. Across these different national systems, the Zomi community made substantially the same declaration. We are Zomi. Record us by the name through which we identify ourselves. The principal difference was not what the Zomi wrote. It was how each government received, coded, interpreted, and published that declaration. The census as an exercise of state power. Census categories do not arise naturally. Governments construct them. The state determines which identities appear as principal categories, which are classified as subgroups, which are placed beneath broader political labels, and which must enter through a residual category such as other. The state also controls how written responses are coded, aggregated, interpreted, and ultimately published. A census does not merely discover social identities. It participates in constructing their official visibility. This classificatory power is especially consequential in multi-ethnic societies because census data can influence political representation and electoral boundaries, administrative recognition, language access policies, educational planning and curriculum development, healthcare and social services, government funding, anti-discrimination enforcement, historical and demographic research, recognition of indigenous and minority communities, and territorial, federal and constitutional claims. A census can therefore become either an instrument of democratic inclusion or a mechanism of administrative erasure. A people may be included in a country's total population while remaining invisible as a collective community. Its members may be counted individually while their common identity is divided among subordinate labels or absorbed into classifications imposed by the state. Their bodies enter the national total, but their proper name disappears. For the Zomi, being counted is necessary. Being counted accurately and by their proper name is equally important. Myanmar's 2014 census and the classification of ethnicity. Myanmar conducted its 2014 population and housing census from March 30 to April 10, 2014. It was the country's first widely attempted national census in more than three decades. 1. The census was undertaken during a sensitive period of political transition, ethnic negotiation, and continuing armed conflict. It was expected to provide information for national development, but it also revived long-standing disputes concerning ethnicity, citizenship, and the government's classification of national peoples. Myanmar organized its population through 135 officially recognized ethnic categories grouped beneath eight major national races. The framework has been criticized for inconsistent terminology, duplication, questionable historical foundations, and the treatment of linguistic, territorial, or clan identities as if they represented equivalent ethnic categories. Political scientist Mary P. Callahan described the resulting ethnicity data as potentially distorted and dangerous. Her analysis demonstrated that Lumio, the term translated in the census as race or ethnicity, was shaped by colonial administration, postcolonial nationalism and authoritarian state building rather than by a neutral scientific classification of Myanmar's peoples. 2. A transnational institute analysis similarly warned that Myanmar's ethnic categories lacked sufficient meaning and context. The classification system risked turning disputed identities into apparently objective government statistics. 3. For the Zomi, the central problem was direct and consequential. Zomi was not included as a recognized collective category. The government's framework instead offered categories such as Tidum or Tadim, Siyan or Sizang, Zo, Tezan, and other localized or subgroup names. Some represented languages, geographic identities, colonial spellings, or particular sections of the larger Zomi people. The census structure therefore fragmented the collective Zomi identity before enumeration began. A person wishing to identify as Zomi faced three unsatisfactory choices. Accept, CH, or Chin, the broader classification imposed through the state system. Select one of the narrower subgroup or locality-based categories, or use the residual, other, category and manually enter, Zomi. None provided a direct institutional equivalent of the collective identity the respondent wished to declare. Why Zomi respondents used, other. Myanmar's census codebook included code 914, other, for identities not contained among the 135 predetermined ethnic categories. Government guidance stated that the accompanying space could be used to identify another group or name. 4. According to Disciple Sean's first-hand recollection, prominent Zomi community leaders, civil society advocates, and the Zomi Congress for Democracy encouraged Zomi respondents to use this mechanism. Respondents were asked to choose other and enter Zomi manually. Disciple Sean personally supported and participated in this advocacy. The decision did not signify uncertainty about Zomi identity, nor did it mean that the respondents considered themselves socially marginal, ethnically undefined, or politically disconnected from Myanmar. They used other because the state had already placed their collective identity outside its authorized categories. This distinction is fundamental. The Zomi did not identify themselves as other. They used the other field because the state's predetermined classification had omitted the name Zomi. The residual category was the only available mechanism through which the collective Zomi identity could be entered into the census system. Blaming the respondents for using that mechanism shifts responsibility away from the system that made it necessary. strategic failure or systemic failure? Some critics subsequently characterized the campaign as a strategic failure by Zomi political and civil society leaders. They argued that directing respondents to use other weakened the Zomi's statistical position or permitted their responses to be excluded from the officially recognized ethnic totals. Every major political campaign should be evaluated critically. Zomi leaders must be willing to determine whether their methods achieved their intended objectives. Nevertheless, describing the campaign merely as a strategic error misidentifies the principal failure. The Zomi used a procedure that the census itself provided. They entered a clear collective identity through the only open field available to them. The government then failed to demonstrate that those responses were accurately coded, aggregated, and published. Myanmar's detailed ethnicity results were ultimately withheld from public release. At the formal closure of the census program, the United Nations Resident Coordinator acknowledged that ethnicity remained the final unreleased dataset. 5. The non-publication prevented Zomi respondents and other affected communities from determining how their written identities had been interpreted. The 2014 controversy should therefore be understood primarily as a systemic failure of the Myanmar state. Although it also provides strategic lessons for Zomi leadership, the institutional failure consisted of several interconnected problems. Zomi was excluded from the predetermined categories. The Zomi population was divided among subgroup classifications. Respondents had to use a residual field to write their collective identity. The state controlled the coding and interpretation of those responses, and the detailed ethnicity results were not transparently published. The failure did not lie in declaring Zomi. It lay in a political and administrative system that did not honor that declaration transparently. A formal right to self-identification has limited institutional value if a government permits people to write their identity but does not faithfully process and report what they wrote. The United States, Zomi Census Advocacy in 2010 and 2020. Disciple Sean's interpretation was strongly informed by his experience in the United States. He served as a U.S. Census volunteer worker and Zomi community advocate and participated in Zomi census awareness campaigns during the 2010 and 2020 decennial censuses. During these campaigns, Zomi households were encouraged to identify themselves consistently by writing Zomi in the appropriate detailed response space. The purpose was not merely to increase the number of completed census forms. It was to ensure that the Zomi did not disappear statistically beneath broader national origin classifications or become divided among several overlapping labels. The United States Census did not necessarily display Zomi as a principal checkbox. It nevertheless permitted respondents to provide more detailed racial identities through written responses. The Census Bureau could then assign codes to those responses and incorporate them into more detailed demographic datasets. Following the 2020 census, the Census Bureau released its detailed demographic and housing characteristics files, which provide information concerning hundreds of racial, ethnic, and tribal populations. 6. The significance of this system is not that every written identity automatically becomes a legally recognized nationality. Rather, it demonstrates that a write-in response can become usable government data when processed systematically. Repeated Zomi self-identification can strengthen demographic visibility, language access advocacy, community development, educational planning, public health communication, interpretation and translation services, engagement with elected officials, government and nonprofit funding applications, and future research concerning the Zomi population. The legal effect should be stated carefully. Census participation does not automatically create a Zomi category on every federal application. Different government agencies maintain different classifications, and census reporting does not create a separate legal nationality. Nevertheless, the recording of detailed community identities constitutes an important form of administrative visibility. It establishes evidence that the Zomi are present as an identifiable community within American society. Australia. From self-identification to published Zomi data. Australia provides another important comparative case. The Australian Census collects information about ancestry and languages used at home. Its ancestry framework is based substantially on respondents' self-perceived group identification, with answers coded through the Australian Standard Classification of Cultural and Ethnic Groups. 7. Disciple Sean also participated personally in advocacy encouraging Zomi residents of Australia to identify themselves consistently as Zomi. As in Myanmar and the United States, the campaign rested upon a simple principle: when the collective identity is not prominently displayed, respondents should use the lawful self-identification mechanism to enter Zomi. The Australian system produced a publicly visible result. The 2021 census recorded 1,886 people who reported using Zomi language at home. This figure appears in Australian Bureau of Statistics data and is also presented through the SBS Australian Census Explorer 0.8. The number should not be interpreted as a complete count of every Zomi person living in Australia. Some Zomi residents may primarily use English or another language at home. Others may report different ancestry terms. Nevertheless, the published figure demonstrates that Zomi language can be recorded, coded, and reported through an official national statistical system. The 2026 Zomi Australia Census campaign continued this work under the message: Be counted, be seen, write Zomi. The campaign recognized that demographic visibility must be renewed during every census cycle. Migration, births, new households and generational change mean that recognition achieved during one census cannot be assumed to continue automatically. 0.9. The same declaration, different institutional outcomes. Myanmar, the United States and Australia do not operate identical census systems. They use different questions, classifications and methods of data processing. The comparison instead concerns a common democratic principle. What happens when a community uses a lawful open response mechanism to declare a collective identity not prominently displayed among the principal categories? Census Zomi Community Action Government Mechanism Institutional Outcome Myanmar, 2014 respondents were encouraged to enter Zomi under Other. Code 914 permitted unlisted identities to be written. Detailed ethnicity results were not transparently published. United States, 2010 Zomi advocates promoted consistent written identification as Zomi. Detailed identities could be supplied through the race question. Written responses provided a pathway into detailed demographic coding. United States, 2020 the community again advocated writing Zomi. Detailed racial responses continued to be collected and processed. The Census Bureau produced detailed data for hundreds of population groups. Australia, 2021 Zomi residents reported Zomi ancestry or language, as applicable. The census collected self-reported ancestry and language information. Official data recorded 1,886 people using the Zomi language at home. Australia, 2026 Zomi advocates renewed the Write Zomi campaign. The census provided mechanisms for cultural and linguistic data collection. The campaign sought stronger and more consistent Zomi visibility. Across these systems, the Zomi declaration remained substantially the same. Our collective identity is Zomi, and we ask the government to record us accordingly. The institutional responses were markedly different. The United States created mechanisms through which detailed written identities could enter official demographic datasets. Australia published identifiable Zomi language data. Myanmar permitted respondents to use other, but did not publicly account for the detailed ethnicity responses. The decisive variable was not simply what the respondents wrote. It was the integrity of the institution responsible for processing their responses. Census is about more than numbers. The political significance of a census extends beyond population totals. For the Zomi, census participation concerns at least seven dimensions of collective existence. 1. Identity. Writing Zomi creates an official record that the Zomi continue to exist as a self-conscious people. This is especially important because the Zomi ancestral homeland has been divided by international and administrative boundaries. Migration has further dispersed the population throughout the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Europe, and other parts of the world. Consistent census identification connects geographically separated communities to a shared identity. 2. Zomi language. Language data help governments determine whether communities require interpreters, translated materials, bilingual education, public broadcasting, and culturally appropriate public services. If Zomi language is not reported, government agencies may conclude that no meaningful population requires services in that language. Reporting Zomi language is therefore an act of linguistic preservation as well as administrative accuracy. 3. Cultural and moral values. A census cannot measure every cultural conviction. It can, however, document the communities through which values are transmitted. Zomi social life has historically emphasized family responsibility, Christian faith, respect for elders, hospitality, communal solidarity, service, sacrifice, and mutual assistance. Accurate demographic recognition helps churches, community organizations, and public institutions understand the population carrying these traditions forward. Census visibility therefore supports the cultural environment through which Zomi values are passed to future generations. 4. Public services. Governments use census information to plan schools, hospitals, housing, transportation, and social services. Community organizations also rely on demographic evidence when seeking grants, language programs, and public health resources. An undercounted or misclassified community may receive inadequate services because its needs are statistically underestimated. 5. Political voice. Census figures influence representation, electoral boundaries, and public policy. The specific consequences vary from country to country, but population data remain foundational to democratic planning. A community unable to demonstrate its presence through official data may struggle to gain the attention of elected representatives and administrative agencies. 6. Historical record. Census data become part of a nation's documentary archive. Future generations may rely on those records to understand where communities lived, how large they were, and which languages they spoke. Writing Zomi places the Zomi name within the historical record of the country. 7. Intergenerational continuity. Children born outside Zogam may be American, Australian, New Zealander, Canadian, or European citizens while also inheriting Zomi identity. Census participation teaches the next generation that citizenship and cultural identity are not mutually exclusive. A person can participate fully in the civic life of a country while remaining proudly Zomi. Social, statistical, political, and cultural recognition. 4 related forms of recognition must be distinguished. Social recognition occurs when Zomi people recognize themselves and one another as members of a shared people. Statistical recognition occurs when official data identify and report the Zomi as a measurable population and Zomi language as a living language. Legal political recognition occurs when laws, constitutions, and institutions acknowledge the Zomi as a people possessing political standing or collective rights. Cultural moral continuity occurs when Zomi identity retains the language, faith, values, historical memory, and social responsibilities that give the name its substance. A community may achieve statistical recognition while gradually losing its language and values. Conversely, it may preserve a strong internal identity while remaining legally and statistically invisible. The long-term Zomi objective must therefore integrate all 4. Self-recognition, statistical visibility, legal and political recognition, and cultural and moral continuity. A census cannot accomplish all 4 objectives by itself, but it provides an indispensable foundation. A global Zomi census principle. The lessons from Myanmar, the United States, and Australia should be developed into a global principle. Wherever a national census permits ethnic, ancestral, or cultural self-identification, Zomi respondents should identify themselves consistently as Zomi and report Zomi language wherever language information is requested. This principle should be applied according to the laws and census structures of each country. It should guide Zomi communities in New Zealand, Canada, the United Kingdom, Norway and other European countries, India, Malaysia, Singapore, South Korea, Japan, Thailand, and every other country in which Zomi communities reside. Census questions vary internationally. Some countries ask about ethnicity, others ask about ancestry, race, nationality, birthplace, mother tongue, or language used at home. These concepts are related but not interchangeable. A responsible Zomi campaign must study each country's questionnaire and provide instructions appropriate to that system. Guidance prepared for the United States should not be transferred mechanically to Australia or New Zealand. The shared objective must nevertheless remain consistent. Zomi residents should not disappear beneath broader classifications when a lawful opportunity exists to identify themselves more precisely. Preparing for New Zealand's next census. New Zealand deserves particular attention in the future global Zomi census strategy. The most recent New Zealand census was conducted on March 7, 2023. New Zealand permits respondents to identify with more than one ethnic group. Published data use a total response method, meaning a person who reports multiple ethnicities may be included within each group selected. The census also collects information about languages spoken. 10. The next regular census cycle is expected in 2028, subject to final arrangements by Statistics New Zealand and the New Zealand government. Zomi organizations should not wait until census forms arrive before beginning their preparations. A New Zealand Zomi census initiative should study the official ethnicity and language questions, consult Statistics New Zealand regarding the coding of Zomi, determine the appropriate field in which to enter Zomi identity, explain that respondents may report multiple identities where permitted, encourage accurate reporting of Zomi language, recruit and train Zomi census volunteers, produce guidance in Zomi language and English, coordinate with churches, families, youth organizations and community leaders, monitor the publication of detailed data, and preserve campaign records for future research. New Zealand should become part of a coordinated international Zomi census movement rather than another isolated campaign. An agenda for governments and statistical agencies. The responsibility for accurate census recognition does not rest exclusively on the Zomi community. National statistical agencies and public institutions also carry important democratic obligations. Respect self-identification as a substantive right. A census should permit people to identify themselves through the names they use for their communities. Self-identification should not be reduced to a ceremonial right and option whose responses are later ignored, merged without explanation, or withheld. Publish transparent coding standards. Statistical agencies should explain whether Zomi has a distinct statistical code, whether it is grouped beneath a broader category, whether Zomi language is independently classified, what thresholds apply to publication, how spelling variations are reconciled, and how communities may access detailed results. An open field alone does not guarantee recognition. The decisive stage often occurs after submission, when government officials assign codes and determine how the answer will appear in published data. Distinguish identity, ancestry, language and citizenship. Nationality, citizenship, ethnicity, ancestry, and language should not be treated as interchangeable. A Zomi person may be a citizen of the United States, born in Myanmar, of Zomi ancestry, ethnically Zomi, a speaker of the Zomi language, and a resident of Oklahoma. Each statement answers a different question. An accurate census should permit these identities to coexist without forcing the respondent to erase one in favor of another. Consult smaller communities. Census agencies should consult historically undercounted communities before finalizing classifications, coding procedures, and outreach materials. Consultation should include smaller communities whose identities may disappear when governments assume that a broad regional category adequately represents everyone within it. Provide accessible language assistance. Where population size and operational capacity permit, census authorities should provide translated guidance, language support, and community outreach in Zomi language. Language access affects whether elderly residents, recent immigrants, and people with limited English proficiency can understand and complete the census accurately. The responsibility of Zomi institutions. Government reform alone will not guarantee accurate Zomi representation. Zomi institutions must develop their own professional and technical capacity. Establish a Zomi Census and Demographic Research Council. A permanent and professionally independent council could coordinate census advocacy across national boundaries. It should include demographers, statisticians, historians, political scientists, language experts, legal researchers, and experienced community organizers. Its responsibilities could include maintaining an international census calendar, reviewing national questionnaires, communicating with statistical agencies, developing country-specific instructions, training community volunteers, analyzing published results, preserving historical records, and producing periodic reports on the worldwide Zomi population. The council should serve the entire Zomi community rather than becoming an instrument of one political party, denomination, or regional association. Build an independent demographic knowledge base. Official census data are indispensable but may not capture every dimension of the Zomi population. Privacy-conscious community research could supplement government statistics. Aggregated information could help estimate Zomi populations by country, state and city, use of Zomi language, age and generational distribution, educational attainment, professional skills, community service needs, migration patterns, and institutional capacity. Any such project must be voluntary, lawful, and governed by strict privacy safeguards. Demographic research should empower the community, not expose individuals to surveillance or political risk. Preserve the history of Zomi census movements. The campaigns associated with Myanmar's 2014 census, the United States censuses of 2010 and 2020, and the Australian censuses should be documented systematically. Campaign posters, public statements, instructional materials, videos, social media posts, meeting records and oral histories should be preserved. The Zomi Census Facebook page and related campaign posts constitute important primary materials for this history. 11. Without archival preservation, future generations may know the final numbers but not the advocacy, debates and sacrifices through which the Zomi name entered public records. Ethical principles for Zomi census advocacy. A credible international Zomi census movement must be guided by clear ethical standards. Accuracy. Campaigns should never inflate numbers, encourage duplicate reporting, or confuse ethnicity with citizenship, birthplace, or language. Recognition secured through unreliable information would weaken the credibility of the Zomi cause. Voluntary self-identification. No individual should be coerced into selecting a particular identity. Advocates should educate and encourage, but the final response belongs to the individual. Respect for internal diversity. People may identify simultaneously as Zomi and through local, linguistic, national, or regional identities. Where census forms permit multiple responses, advocates should explain that collective and particular identities need not be mutually exclusive. Political nonpartisanship. Census advocacy should belong to the entire Zomi community. It should not become the property of one political party, armed organization, denomination, or community association. Privacy and security. Personal census information must be protected. Community organizations should not collect confidential household data unless they possess a lawful, necessary, and secure system for handling it. Evidentiary integrity. Advocates must distinguish among personal testimony, community estimates, and official statistics. Each possesses value, but they do not carry the same evidentiary status. From social media mobilization to institutional advocacy. Social media is indispensable for reaching a geographically dispersed population. It allows census instructions to circulate rapidly through families, churches, youth organizations, and community networks. The Zomi Census social media platform has already demonstrated the value of a recognizable public campaign. It can be strengthened through a coordinated communication system containing a central informational website, country-specific census guides, downloadable posters and infographics, short instructional videos, frequently asked questions, explanations of ethnicity, ancestry and language, myth versus fact resources, a public international census calendar, volunteer registration, and links to official national census agencies. Every social media message should direct people toward verified instructions. A campaign slogan may inspire participation, but respondents also require technically correct guidance explaining where and how to enter Zomi. A future global campaign could adopt the unifying message, Zomi Census, our name, our language, our values, our future. Its central public declaration should be equally clear. Wherever we live and whatever citizenship we hold, let us accurately record our collective identity as Zomi and our language as Zomi language whenever the census permits us to do so. A call to the worldwide Zomi community. Myanmar demonstrates what can happen when a people's collective name is absent from an official system. The United States and Australia demonstrate that persistent self-identification can create greater statistical visibility when institutions process the information responsibly. The next stage must be global. Zomi communities should begin preparing for future censuses in New Zealand, Canada, the United Kingdom, Europe and elsewhere. They should not wait until the final weeks before Census Day. Churches can educate congregations. Community organizations can train volunteers. Scholars can analyze classifications. Media institutions can distribute accurate information. Young people can create digital resources. Professionals can communicate with government agencies. Families can teach children why their identity matters. It is not sufficient merely to declare that the Zomi exist. Their existence must be documented with accuracy, consistency, and institutional credibility. Counted, recognized, and remembered. The census is not only about how many Zomi people exist. It is about whether their identity, language, values, and collective presence will be visible within the countries they call home. Myanmar's 2014 census demonstrated how a state-designed system could fragment a people among subgroup codes while excluding their collective name. When Zomi leaders encouraged respondents to enter Zomi under other, they used the only formal mechanism available to them. The deeper failure occurred when the state did not transparently recognize and publish those responses. The United States and Australia demonstrate that open responses can produce a different outcome. When governments systematically code and report detailed identities, communities absent from the principal categories can achieve greater statistical visibility. Australia's publication of 1,886 people using the Zomi language at home in its 2021 census provides a concrete example. The same principle should guide Zomi communities in New Zealand and throughout the worldwide diaspora. The Zomi must prepare early, understand each national census, use the appropriate fields, and identify themselves consistently. They must also recognize that the census is one component of a larger undertaking involving education, language preservation, community institutions, political representation, and cultural transmission. To write Zomi is not to reject one's country of citizenship. It is to contribute to that country's demographic truth. To report Zomi language is not merely to record a means of communication. It is to affirm that the language remains alive and deserves a future. To be counted as Zomi is not simply to add another number to a government database. It is to preserve a name, transmit a heritage, defend a people's dignity, and place the Zomi truthfully within the historical record of the world. The Zomi are not an unnamed remainder of someone else's classification. They are not merely a collection of administrative subgroups, nor are they defined by the absence of an official checkbox. They are a people with a name, a language, a history, a homeland, a cultural inheritance, and a shared future. A census cannot create the Zomi because the Zomi already exist. But a census can recognize that existence or conceal it. The enduring declaration of the Zomi census movement should therefore be: count us accurately, record our proper name, recognize our Zomi identity, preserve our Zomi language, respect our values. Notes Republic of the Union of Myanmar, Department of Population, the 2014 Myanmar Population and Housing Census, the Union Report, Census Report 2, NAPITA, Ministry of Immigration and Population, 2015, accessed September 10, 2026, UNFPA Myanmar Census. Mary P. Callahan, Distorted, Dangerous Data? Lumio, in the 2014 Myanmar Population and Housing Census, Sojourn, Journal of Social Issues in Southeast Asia 32, No. 2, July 2017, 452-78, https://doi.org/10.1355/sj32-2q.transnational-institute, Ethnicity Without Meaning, Data Without Context. The 2014 Census, Identity and Citizenship in Burma, Myanmar, Amsterdam, Transnational Institute, 2014, TNI Report. Republic of the Union of Myanmar, Department of Population, Frequently Asked Questions and Answers about Myanmar's Census, accessed September 10, 2026, Myanmar Department of Population, Transnational Institute, Ethnicity Without Meaning. Renata Desalian, Census Closure Event. Speech of the UN Resident Coordinator, United Nations Myanmar, accessed September 10, 2026, United Nations Myanmar, U.S. Census Bureau, 2020 Census Detailed Demographic and Housing Characteristics File A, September 21, 2023, U.S. Census Bureau, U.S. Census Bureau, accessing 2020 Census Detailed DHCB Data, August 1, 2024, U.S. Census Bureau. Australian Bureau of Statistics, Australian Standard Classification of Cultural and Ethnic Groups, accessed September 10, 2026, Australian Bureau of Statistics. Australian Bureau of Statistics, 2021 Census All Persons Quick Stats, accessed September 10, 2026, ABS Census Data. SBS, ZOMI, Australian Census Explorer 2021, accessed September 10, 2026, SBS Census Explorer. ZOMI Census, ZOMI Australia Census 2026, be counted. Be seen, write ZOMI, Facebook post, accessed September 10, 2026, ZOMI Australia Census post. Stats NZ, 2023 Census population counts by ethnic group, age, Maori descent, and dwelling counts, Eibel Ring, May 29, 2024, Stats NZ. ZOMI Census, Facebook page, accessed September 10, 2026, https://facebook.com/zomicensus.discipleshan, participant reflection at the ZOMI Political Forum, ZOMI INPI, Tulsa, Oklahoma, during the ZOMI National Conference USA 2026, September 4-6, 2026. The author's account includes his first-hand involvement in ZOMI census advocacy connected with Myanmar, the United States and Australia. Bibliography. Australian Bureau of Statistics, Australian Standard Classification of Cultural and Ethnic Groups, accessed September 10, 2026. https://www.abs.gov.au/statistics/classifications/australian-standard-classification-cultural-and-ethnic-groups-askseg/latest-release. 2021 Census All Persons Quick Stats. Accessed September 10, 2026. https://www.abs.gov.au/census/find-census-data/quickstats/2021/21102125-6. Callahan, Mary P., Distorted, Dangerous Data? Lumio, in the 2014 Myanmar Population and Housing Census. Sojourn, Journal of Social Issues in Southeast Asia. 32, No. 2, July 2017, 452-78. https://doi.org/10.1355/sj32-2q. Desalian, Renata. Census Closure Event. Speech of the UN Resident Coordinator. United Nations Myanmar. Accessed September 10, 2026. https://myanmar.un.org/n/19467-census-closure-event-speech-un-resident-coordinator-renata-desalian. Republic of the Union of Myanmar, Department of Population. Frequently Asked Questions and Answers about Myanmar's Census. Accessed September 10, 2026. https://www.dop.gov.mm/. The 2014 Myanmar Population and Housing Census, The Union Report. Census Report 2, Nay Pi Ta, Ministry of Immigration and Population, 2015. https://myanmar.unfpa.org/n/census. SBS. ZOMI. Australian Census Explorer 2021. Accessed September 10, 2026. https://www.sbs.com.au/census-explorer-2021/index.html?lang=n=languages=zomi-and-topic=cultural-diversity. Stats NZ. 2023 Census population counts by ethnic group, age, Maori descent, and dwelling counts. May 29, 2024. https://www.stats.gov.nz/information-releases/2023-census-population-counts-by-ethnic-group-age-and-Maori-descent-dwelling-counts/. Transnational Institute, Ethnicity Without Meaning, Data Without Context, The 2014 Census, Identity and Citizenship in Burma, Myanmar. Amsterdam, Transnational Institute, 2014. https://www.tni.org/n/briefing/ethnicity-without-meaning-data-without-context. U.S. Census Bureau, 2020 Census Detailed Demographic and Housing Characteristics File A, September 21, 2023. https://www.census.gov/library/video/2023/adm/2020-census-detailed-dhc-a-using-the-census-data-api-2-get-a-dash-table.html. Accessing 2020 Census Detailed DHCB Data, August 1, 2024. https://www.census.gov/library/video/2024/adm/accessing-2020-census-detailed-dhc-b-data-on-data-census-gov.html. Zomi Census, Facebook page, accessed September 10, 2026. https://facebook.com/zomicensus. Zomi Australia Census 2026, Be Counted, Be Seen, Write Zomi, Facebook post, accessed September 10, 2026. https://www.facebook.com/share/1dwpqxbhvb/?mybextedequalswzifer. www.zomipress.com